Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Record job creation, record unemployment declines, record increases in the people in the labor force. I would argue the Biden economic plan is working.
I beg to differ.
Yeah, 199,000 net new jobs added in the month of December, and that is the slowest job growth of the year.
Huh.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Women and men who work in the frontline jobs in restaurants, hotels, travel, tourism, desk clerks, line cooks, wait staff, bellmen, they all saw their wages at a historic high.
So you may be going home with a bigger paycheck, but it's basically meaningless when your grocery bill and your gas bill are higher.
Are you having money problems?
Monkey problems? No, I'm not having monkey problems. Why would I have monkey problems?
I know you heard me correctly.
Oh, I hate monkeys.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. So now some of the texters are telling me what was wrong with me. I should have gotten in the line and gotten a free couple of test kits. I could have put them on eBay and sold them for $40. The only reason I could see if anybody would want to test is so that you can take it to your employer and say, look, I've tested positive, so I get 5 days off, or is it 10 days off with pay? I mean, other than that, you're either sick or you're not sick, and you know it if you're sick, right? I mean, it's not like it's some killer disease that's going to sneak up on you. You it's a cold. You know when you have a cold, right? 844-500-4242. Another texter wants to know, does Kessler call out all of Biden's errors? That would be easy columns, though, right? Fact check. Joe Biden said yesterday the year is 2020. Actually, it's 2022.
I wish we knew somebody
who. Poor Pinocchios.
I wish we knew somebody who wrote those kinds of columns. Verbatim.
I do. Do you think it's time? Do I have enough to do one this weekend, do you think?
Probably. He wasn't too bad this week. Then again, he only appeared before us maybe three or four times.
I was thinking about holding off. I think I may hold off until next week.
Yeah, it's only 1 week into the new year.
Yeah, but another thing, another good easy column, if you could just do one thing. President Biden said yesterday 150 Americans voted in the 2020 election. Actually, he severely understated the number of people voting. But you could do this. You could do one of these every hour on the hour for, you know, whenever he's not in Wilmington, Delaware, Rehoboth Beach, you know, sleeping in his iron lung.
Said he ordered 500,000 tests.
That's true. There's another one. Okay, that's the one for next. That's the fact check for next hour. I'm giving him four Pinocchios for those three. For the 500,000 tests, for the year being 2020, and for the 150 Americans voting in the presidential election in 2020. And by the way, how does he know how many people voted in 2020 when the year is only less than a week old? All right. Speaking of nonsense today that's being spewed out, and it's not being called except by conservative bloggers and people on Fox. The Supreme Court was today hearing arguments about the mandates, and Sonia Sotomayor, she's really putting some distance between herself and the others as she may be the worst one. I mean, Breyer just goes along with whatever the memo, the daily talking point is from the DNC, and Elena Kagan, not my cup of tea, but I think, and I don't think she ever really practiced law, but she at least has a brain. You know, Sonia, remember Sonia Sotomayor when she was up for the Supreme Court? She said she was a wise Latina woman. A wise Latina woman. Listen to her this morning in the oral arguments in the Supreme Court over these vaccine mandates. They're all coming up before the Supreme Court. Various appeals courts are ruling differently. There's two or three of them that have been issued by the Medicare, Medicaid control centers and OSHA. And they're just trying to put them all together and decide whether these things are constitutional. It seems like a no-brainer to me that they're not constitutional. But we'll see. I mean, you got the three libs voting all the time, and it just depends on how much pressure they can put on Roberts and maybe try to twist one of the others to flip him. But anyway, here's Sonia Sotomayor. See if you can spot the fact check here. Cut 23.
We have hospitals that are almost at full capacity with people severely ill on ventilators. We have over 100,000 children, which we've never had before, in serious condition, and many on ventilators.
Can we quote you on that, Associate Justice, Your Honor, whatever the hell they call them? 100,000 kids in serious condition in hospitals. 100,000. The actual number is 3,700. And I think that, you know, if you talk to Marty McCary or, you know, pediatricians, they will tell you that most of those 30, if there are, in fact, 3,700, they're probably, most of them have comorbidities, like, you know, a brain tumor or a leukemia or something like that.
Howie, Stephen Miller said Sotomayor must have been a student of MSNBC University.
Yeah, you know, you always watch these things on TV and you know, on whether it's MSNBC or CNN or the local newscast, and you say, who the hell is believing this? I mean, all you got to do is read 10 minutes a day on a legitimate news site, and you know this is all nonsense. But now we see, you know, in the dictionary, when they have a picture of the average MSNBC viewer, there is Sonia Sotomayor. She believes all this crap. She thinks Joy Reid was really hacked on her tweets by
you know what they say. There's a fool born every minute.
That's right. Nobody ever went broke underestimating the intelligence of a wise Latina woman by the name of Sonia Sotomayor. My God. It really is, you know, someone tweeted out, this is absolutely astonishing. Where did these people obtain such misinformation? The current national pediatric COVID census per HHS, this is government statistics. It's not 3,700. I stand corrected. Is 3,342. Many, most are incidental, meaning, in other words, they tested positive. They just took a blood test for another reason, and it showed some COVID trace in there. And she's got them on ventilators. Ventilators. I think they've been moving away from ventilators, haven't they, pretty much? Because it's really hard to come back from a ventilator. And that's the last thing you'd be putting a kid on. She just, God, how can somebody be this stupid? Oh, she's a Democrat. I forgot. All right, 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Eden Pure has done it again. The three-pack for the Thunderstorm air purifier is back. One listener wrote, I already own two and bought another for my brother because of his sinuses. He called to thank me and told me he had a noticeable improvement almost from the moment he turned it on. Thanks again to Howie and Grace, which is where I first heard about this amazing device. Now it's your turn. You can get three of these marvelous units for under $200 and save $200.
And up until maybe this week, up around here, Howie, you may have been able to get away with opening a window every now and then if you wanted to clear out your house. Now the snow's here and it's very, very cold and you aren't going to be able to do that anymore. So you really need to invest in the Thunderstorm 3-pack. it works everywhere you put it. Your house, your car, your office. We use them all three places, and it's phenomenal.
Yeah, it is. It's just it's really good. And when you've been away for a while and you come back, you can smell how fresh the room is. You know, it doesn't matter if there's been a dog sleeping there, or you know, you cook some bacon or a steak in a kitchen, or you know, it cleans out everything. It's really good. You can get one for your basement, first floor, and maybe one for a friend. With the three-pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house, your workplace, or your car. And don't forget one for the garage, too. We have six at the studio and three in our condo. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which, of course, saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 for their special three-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word Howie3. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Liberty Through Wealth newsletter. This newsletter will help you achieve and maintain total financial independence. To subscribe and learn more, go to onestockretirement.com. That's onestockretirement.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who would you vote for in a 2024 GOP presidential primary? President Donald Trump or Governor Ron DeSantis?
I'd still vote for Trump.
Still 60-40, President Trump.
I'm surprised. But DeSantis is really putting on a good show, that's for sure. And I wanted to play some cuts here. You know, one thing I'd forgotten until I guess he mentioned it yesterday when he was here in West Palm. He was actually at the baseball field when the Bernie Bro Democrat shot it up back in, I think, 2017. I guess he was a good baseball player as a kid, and he went to Yale, I think, and he was on the varsity baseball team. Like, come to think of it, like George H.W. Bush was on the baseball team, and so he was there. And he actually had a run-in with this Bernie bro. I mean, you know, he had more, quote, if you want to call it combat experience, he has more reason to claim PTSD than just about any of these clowns that are either politicians or in the media that have been beating their breasts all week about the terrible trauma that they suffered last January 6th. Listen to what he says. Cut 28.
The attempted assassination of Republican members of Congress on the baseball game. I actually was on the field. This guy who was a big Bernie Sanders guy was definitely a politically motivated attack. You know, came up, pulled his van, and we didn't think anything of it. We walked out to go to the car, and we came in contact with him. He wanted to know if it was Republicans out there. We get in the car, leave, and then we find out he shoots up a bunch of people. And had you not had the Capitol Police there, you probably would have had a dozen people assassinated. That was like a one-day, two-day story. That was not something that the Capitol-based press wanted to talk about. Why? Because it totally undercut their preferred narratives.
Let me tell you, it wasn't a one- or a two-day story for Steve Scalise, the congressman from Louisiana. He was in the hospital for weeks. He was lucky to survive. They thought he was going to die. I'll bet they gave him last rites. It wasn't like, you know, he was two buildings over and he heard somebody stomping through the halls. You know, that absurd story that AOC tells. Okay, let's just go back. This is DeSantis talking about how the D.C. media is handling this. Cut 27.
You're going to see the D.C. New York media. I mean, this is their Christmas, January 6th, okay? They are going to take this and milk this for anything they could to try to be able to smear anyone who ever supported Donald Trump.
Exactly. Exactly. And then he talks about how they're comparing it to 9/11, and they're talking about sedition and treason and that kind of stuff. Cut 29.
Let's just be clear here. When they try to act like this is something akin to the September 11th attacks, that is an insult to the people who were going into those buildings. And it's an insult to people when you say it's an insurrection and then a year later, nobody has been charged with that.
They've been charged with trespassing. And all these DAs that George Soros got elected in the horrible, crime-ridden, blue urban areas, they won't prosecute a trespassing case. You have people locked up, some of them in the hole, in solitary confinement for a year with a Trump-hating warden. Her social media is out there. She hates Trump, and she's violating these people's Eighth Amendment rights against cruel and unusual punishment. And you could probably make an argument that she's violating habeas corpus too. I mean, what exactly are they charged with? You know, can you really lock somebody up for a year for trespassing? I think you'd be pushing it to lock somebody up for a weekend if they didn't rob you, if they didn't burglarize the place, if they just came onto a property, a public property. DeSantis continues about the media coverage. This was before yesterday. He was absolutely correct in his description of what was going to happen. Cut 30.
I think it's going to end up being just a politicized Charlie Foxtrot today. I don't expect anything good to come out of anything that Pelosi and the gang are doing. I don't expect anything from the corporate press to be enlightening. I think it's going to be nauseating, quite frankly, and I'm not going to do it.
Charlie Foxtrot, CF. I think you can figure that one out. And then, another thing I like about the guy is he's willing to talk about the fact that the FBI won't come clean about this. And the you can't trust the FBI as far as you can throw them anymore. Cut 31.
Why do we not know some of the people who we know were really involved in orchestrating this? They got pulled off the most wanted list. Christopher Wray was asked at the under oath what FBI was involved in that, and he would not answer the question. And so I think that this is something that has really been used for political narrative and posturing purposes. I don't think it's been effective.
Wouldn't be the first time, would it? One more cut, 32.
It allows them to spin a narrative that they want to spin. They did not care as much about what happened after 2016 when you had a false Russia collusion conspiracy theory that was put on for years because they were involved when doing it and how that may have damaged trust in institutions or all that. So I just think that it is what it is, but it's not something that I've been concerned about in my job here. Because, quite frankly, it's not something that most Floridians have been concerned about. They're concerned about their jobs, education, inflation, gas prices, all those things.
Yeah, they're not concerned about virtue signaling by a bunch of snowflakes and undereducated, over-credentialed nitwits in politics and the media. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hello, Bal.
Am I your Bal? You're my Bal.
You're my best Bal. I'm calling you from the sunroom. Just briefly, going back to Judge Sotomayor, Howie, I don't know if you remember a couple of weeks ago when they were arguing that abortion, the 15-week abortion statute.
Yes.
I forget which state. Do you remember that?
Well, yes, I heard Texas, I think.
I heard the judges, some of her back and forth with the state attorney, and Sotomayor was claiming that, well, basically, you have to have abortions because poor women can't afford birth control. Well, the last I knew, a birth control pills cost about $8 a month, and they're free if you can't pay for them. I mean, the woman is completely out of touch.
Wasn't that woman that the late Rush Limbaugh had the go-around with, the Georgetown student who said she couldn't afford birth control, so she needed access to abortions? And then he pointed out the same thing you just pointed out, that it costs less than $10 a month.
And
what is that? And you know, I remember, I now remember what she was saying. It had nothing to do with the legal fine points of whether it was constitutional or not. She was just making political talking points. She was just regurgitating them. Democrat talking points. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You know, I'm trying to do my best to wean myself off of big tech. And we talked about it earlier this week when Senator Rand Paul said he was getting off of YouTube as much as he could, as he put it, because they just kept censoring him. And I have left YouTube. And, you know, we're on Rumble now. If you want to watch me, I'm waving to you, everybody, on Rumble. And I'm no longer an Amazon Prime customer, because if I can anything I can order on Amazon, I can get somewhere else. It may take a little more effort, but I'm not going to give any more money to support the Washington Post and all the rest of the nonsense that Jeff Bezos is into. And, you know, another problem area, of course, is Twitter. And I was up to like close to 90,000 people on Twitter, and then the 2020 election happened, and a lot of people left Twitter. And I said I would be trying to get off Twitter, and it went down to 75,000. Now I have about 77,000 followers again, but I wouldn't mind going off of Twitter because of the terrible things that they've done to people like President Donald J. Trump. I mean, it's just it's obscene what they've done, and they've cut off people. Anyone who prints any kind of COVID, it's not misinformation, it's just COVID information that goes against the Sonia Sotomayor disinformation, you know? Do you think Sonia Sotomayor will be thrown off Twitter because of what she said? Hell no. Of course not. But there is an alternative, but I got to figure out what I'm going to do here, and I think I'm going to try to get on Getter, G-E-T-T-R. Getter. And the guy who runs Getter is Jason Miller. He used to be a spokesman for Donald Trump. I think I've met him a couple of times in D.C. or maybe at Mar-a-Lago. But Jason Miller is with us now to tell us about Getter. Jason, how you doing? Thanks for being with us.
How are you, my man? Yes, we have definitely got to get you on Getter, and it's about time that everyone start to figure out their escape plan here from the traditional social media, because as we've seen from whether it be Dr. Robert Malone or Marjorie Taylor Greene, or even today, Eduardo Bolsonaro, the son of President Bolsonaro in Brazil, was suspended from Twitter, and he can't even figure out why. So it's pretty clear these guys have said, we have a worldview, and if you don't comply, then we're going to kick you off.
You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's an elected representative of Congress, as of course was President Donald Trump, was the elected president of the United States, and Malone is a respected scientist, and no one's really disputing what he said. They just don't agree with it. It's like being thrown out of a church because you don't believe in the Holy Trinity or how many angels can fit on the head of a pin. But these are the standards that the Twitter fact checkers are using, aren't they?
Well, it really is. And, you know, to that point, look, if somebody has terms of service, you know, for example, Getter, I mean, it's not the complete Wild Wild West. We don't allow death threats. We don't allow the Taliban, unlike
of
Twitter.
Of course.
We don't allow pornography. I mean, you can't go in there and threaten people and or dox them or things like that. If Twitter, Facebook, or somebody was saying, hey, you can't threaten someone physically or this is illegal conduct, okay, well, I understand that terms of service, they want to have people abide by it, but what they're getting into is they're now using political discrimination to pick winners and losers in the free speech debate. And even as we talk about the anointed one, Anthony Fauci, even criticizing Fauci can land you in digital jail.
It's gotten me thrown off of YouTube before I departed it of my own volition. I was talking with Brian Junedeff, the ophthalmologist from Denver, who writes for American Thinker. We were discussing the CDC's own statistics, and I got thrown off for 2 weeks. Right, Taylor?
Yeah, you were talking about the flu. We weren't even talking about COVID.
And I'm just gone. It's ridiculous. I posted something. The only time I've ever been cut off of Twitter was I found a story about Nancy Pelosi's family. You know, her father was all mobbed up in Baltimore. And there was a story that was done. It was a really good story, and it used the FBI's own files on her father. His name was D'Alessandro. He was the mayor of Baltimore. And so I said, this is a good story to read. And so I just clicked it, and I figured, what problem can I have? It's FBI documents, right? It didn't meet their standards, Jason Miller.
Well, and the other thing, too, is it's not even just going and saying, hey, you're going to be kicked off, you're going to be suspended. It's the warning labels. So, for example, I posted, we have kind of a short promotional video that it's fun. We call it our sizzle reel. That we have it in English and in French and everything, Japanese, Arabic, because we play it all around the world. And I got a warning label on Instagram. It's like, boy, I'm like, all this is just a bunch of script and talking about free speech. As we're showing kind of the rolling scroll, there's a Dinesh D'Souza post that's up there for a fraction of a second, and it literally just has something he posted on Getter about opposing tyrannical mandates. That's it. It doesn't go anything deeper than we need to stand up against tyrannical mandates, and they threw a warning label. So now they're deciding, well, this is real news or this isn't real news, and they're coming in playing judge, jury, executioner if you don't conform to their viewpoint. But a super quick point here, Howie. I think President Trump was right when he said, if they'll do it to me, they'll do it to any of you.
Absolutely.
None of us should be surprised. They've already made that business decision. I always get people asking me, well, do you think if we just get enough people moving away, going to Getter, going to other alternative platforms, that they'll get smart and stop? No, they've already made that business decision. Hey, we're fine losing 10, 20, 30 million folks in the U.S. We'll just sign up more people in India.
What, you know, the thing is, like, with Hunter Biden's laptop, what they did to the New York Post. I mean, they just, you know, people have done polls afterwards. I'm not sure I believe them, that would have swayed the election if people had known just how corrupt the Biden family was, the big guy, his 10% here, his 50% there. And then when it's all over, they say, oh, the New York Post can come back and they can post all that information because we made a mistake. But again, I mean, they may, you know, that doesn't make up for the damages that were done to the United States of America by their suppression of free speech and you know, this political discussion.
No, you're exactly right. And the one thing also, you know, Howie, is we've now hit over 4 million people who've signed up to Getter since we launched on July 4th, and just a million in this last week. So thank you, Joe Rogan. really appreciate that. I would love to send him a gift basket if I only knew his address. But the one thing we found is this isn't just unique to the U.S. I mean, this is now popping up anywhere where they have an election in 2022. We're seeing it in Brazil. We're seeing it in countries like France, seen in the Philippines. This really is a global issue.
So the guy in Brazil that's just been banned, he's the conservative, right?
Yeah, so it's Eduardo Bolsonaro, who's the son of President Jair Bolsonaro, and he's now been given a day suspension and for literally doing nothing. So, I mean, I told him because we were shooting notes back and forth. I'm like, you know the reason why. I mean, there's no coincidences. Your dad's up for re-election in 2022. So it's a little bit of a brushback pitch. But we're seeing this pop up all over the world, and, you know, it's, I always tell my friends here in the U.S., hey, if you're frustrated that a couple of Silicon Valley billionaires are dictating your free speech rights, imagine if you don't even live in the U.S. Imagine if you're in the U.K. or if you're in Germany and like, wait, why are these libs in California? No one elected Zuckerberg. Nobody elected Dorsey. And as we talk about something like a Section 230, I think on that where it needs to be reformed is say if you want the Section 230 protection, which obviously now that I'm running a social media company, I have a new perspective on, you can't exercise political discrimination. Say one group gets treated one way, another group gets treated like everyone's got to be treated the same.
Right. That's the way it has to be. And I'm, by the way, I'm guessing that the new lefty that was just elected in what, Peru or Chile, I'm guessing he doesn't have any problems with Twitter, does he?
No, not at all. In fact, you know, fascinating thing. We went and did a whole bunch of market research at the beginning when we were launching and asked people, because, you know, I want to see kind of what the motivation was for people to move over. And are you more frustrated by big tech or is it more motivated by following conservatives, whether it be President Trump or other people? 2-1, it was a frustration with big tech. And that cuts across party lines. People are just really frustrated with them. The difference is, though, if you are someone who's an extreme left-wing ideologue, Twitter and Facebook aren't taking the actions that make you upset. It's really more of kind of the center and the center right now. But I think that pendulum is going to swing back. It was just a couple of years ago that all the free speech debates were on the left, and then they saw President Trump and said, well, now we have to go and take issue with free speech.
So what do people have to do to sign up for Getter?
Absolutely. So super easy. You can go to just type in Getter, G-E-T-T-R, at the Apple Store, at the Google Play Store, or even go to Getter.com. It literally can sign up in about 30 seconds, real easy. And like I said, we have other folks who've joined this week, everyone from Greg Kelly to Rob Schmidt to Joe Rogan. I think about a dozen UFC fighters on there, Jorge Masvidal. I mean, you're up there in the Northeast. Enes Kanter Freedom from the Celtics is one of our users.
My favorite Celtic.
I couldn't even tell you what his domestic ideology is, but he stands up against the CCP, and right. I've had the opportunity to talk to him on the phone. And Enes Kanter Freedom is awesome. We gave him our Freedom Fighter of the Year award for our first annual Gettys last weekend. I'm a huge Enes Kanter Freedom fan. So it doesn't matter if you're on the right, if you're on the left, if you don't even care about politics, but you care about free speech, come and check out Getter, G-E-T-T-R.
Okay, now are you advising people to just quit Twitter? Because I hate to give up those 77,000 people and start over from scratch, Jason. I mean, I gotta go. I can't go cold turkey.
No, I am never the look. If someone wants to give up one of the traditional big tech platforms and focus just on us, more than happy to take it. But my philosophy is this: I'm a free market guy. If I can come up with a product that people are going to be excited and want to stick with, then you don't have to tell people to leave something behind. Two things, Howard, real quick. When you sign up for your platform, as long as you use your same name as Twitter and you access it the same, so use the same screen name, you can actually import in all of your tweets into your Getter timeline, so that comes with you.
Oh, wow.
And we're also setting it up so within a couple of weeks you'll be able to post on Getter and have it also appear over at Twitter. But what I would say is, here's the thing, don't wait until it's one of those, if you're reading this message from Twitter, it's already too late. Start letting people know where you are, start building your fan base, start posting and let people know that you're a Getter, because again, it's a matter of when, not if, the thought police come around and say, Howie, you're a little too hot on that take, we're going to have to send you to
They've already done it.
County.
I'm just surprised they've only done it once, you know? Once
exactly.
Once I got cut off, I was covering the Whitey Bulger murder trial, and they told me that I'd filed too many. Someone was talking about all these mass murders and burying people in graves, and I filed too many tweets in the course of an hour. And they said they cut me off like I was a 14-year-old girl, you know. And I couldn't file. But that's the only time that's ever happened to me, too. So I'm going to try to get over. I'm already on it, right, Taylor?
Yep, you are now signed up, bona fide member.
I'm signed up. Okay, I'm going to start. I'm going to start getting on to Getter then, and I'm still going to be on Twitter for a while. But Jason, thanks again. What is the easiest way to do it? Tell us one more time.
Absolutely. Just go type in Getter, G-E-T-T-R, whether that be at the Apple Store or Google Play. Getter, G-E-T-T-R, and sign up. And Howie, I mean, you're signed up. You're verified. You're ready to go. I'm going to repost. Tell everyone to follow you right now. The other great thing, too, and I'll talk to your producing team, we can send you up with live streaming. So you can start live streaming the show if you have additional ways.
Oh, great.
All around the world. We're launching our short video competitor to TikTok and Instagram Reels in early February. And then here's the big thing, which I'll have to come back on to chat with you about, is we're going to be launching a two-coin ecosystem with a cryptocurrency in the middle of this year. But we'll come back and talk to you on that. But for now, we have some exciting stuff that's moving.
And am I going to get a blue check or a green check or a purple check or
something like that? A red check.
A red check. Okay. Can you get one for Grace? And is Grace got a red check too? Grace Curley, my cohort?
She should. I will go check that right now. She should. I know she's been on for a while, but I'll go to confirm that right now.
Great. Okay. Jason Miller, for the CEO of Getter, thank you. Thanks for putting me on and gathering me out about it. I'll be on there. It'll be slow but sure. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Howie.
That's Jason Miller from Getter. Nobody is ever happy to step out of the shower only to reach for a scrappy, thin, non-absorbent bath towel. Instead, dry off with a thick, thirsty, soft, and big enough to cover everywhere bath towel from MyPillow. Hey, it's Howie, and I'm excited to tell you that Mike Lindell and our friends at MyPillow have created the best, most luxurious, and absorbent towel ever. Mike's a guy who doesn't much like Twitter, I'll tell you that. Don't throw in the towel. Get this very special offer for Howie fans. You can get a set of six towels right now for just $39.99 with the code Howie. They normally go for $109.99. That's a lot of savings. Just call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code Howie. Don't like them? Don't worry. You can always return them with MyPillow's 60-day money-back guarantee and 10-year warranty. They're towels that work, and they're in all kinds of great colors. I got some navy towels, and they're really nice. I never had navy towels before, but I like them. And again, they're very soft and absorbent and thick. They're good towels, made in USA. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com, code Howie. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com, and don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
He regretted to his dying day. If ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
Another member of the left-wing clique on the Supreme Court made a fool out of himself today, and that would be Justice Stephen Breyer. Apparently,
the question really is, what I'd like to turn this to, is stay. You heard what I asked. I mean, you know, 750 million new cases yesterday, or close to that, is a lot.
It really is, because that means every American had to get it more than twice, 2.5 times per American just yesterday. 750 million new COVID cases yesterday. And, you know, how are they testing them? Like I said, there didn't seem to be anybody in this line to get the free tests here in Boca. Let's hear that one again, Taylor.
That's what I'd like to turn this to. Is stay. You heard what I asked. I mean, you know, 750 million new cases yesterday, or close to that, is a lot. I don't mean to be facetious, but that's why I said I would.
Mr. Justice, no one would accuse you of being facetious. I mean, 750 million new cases. So that means you have to pick up Omicron and Delta plus the original one. Everybody in the country has to do that to come up with 750. This is a much bigger problem than we thought. 844-500-4242. So they're saying I already have 777,000 followers on Getter. Did they move everybody over from Twitter?
Well, they didn't physically move everybody's accounts over, but yes, it imports all of your data, so it shows that you still have 77,000 Twitters.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Followers.
Great.
But
we'll
it imported all of your tweets too. So everything that you have on Twitter, or that you have tweeted out on Twitter, is now on Getter.
So if I tweet something out, because I don't know how to do it. You know me, I'm not very good at this stuff. If I tweet something out this weekend, will it automatically go to Getter?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so.
Okay. We'll work more on
maybe
this.
Maybe not. I'm not an expert.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
This is new
okay?
to me too.
So we'll get to it. Okay. Well, I'll get over to Getter, but I'll probably tweet some stuff out this weekend. Adam Lang, you're next with Howie Carr from the Cape. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Howie. So I lead United Cape Patriots. We have 3 Facebook political pages all taken down this year, because Facebook said they did a 2021 review, and we used the terms fake Indian and squad.
Fake Indian? That's never gotten me thrown off. I must have used fake Indian 100 times, maybe 1,000 times on Twitter. That's terrible, Adam. I'm Howie Carr.